USA News, I'm Dave Collins. House Speaker McCarthy is backing the effort to expunge both of former President Trump's impeachment. He said Trump's behavior didn't necessarily deserve the punishment and said he'd like to take it out of historical record. He said as he left the Capitol today for a holiday recess that one impeachment was not based on true facts and the other was on the basis of no due process. He noted that such a resolution needs to go through the committee process first. An Ohio father accused of murdering his three young sons is pleading not guilty. Prosecutors say Chad Dorman allegedly shot and killed his sons, ages 3, 4, and 7, in the front yard of their Monroe Township home outside of Cincinnati.
The first one shot was a four-year-old shot in the house.
Dorman is facing charges on 9 counts of aggravated murder, along with other charges, including kidnapping and felonious assault. Texas has now sent over 500 busloads of illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities across the country. Republican Governor Greg Abbott praised the milestone, saying it has provided relief to overwhelmed border communities. More than 10,000 asylum seekers have been sent to Washington, D.C. since the program started. A study says dark, dusky, gray interiors can add $2,500 to the value price of homes. Lisa Taylor explains.
Zillow surveyed more than 4,000 prospective homebuyers across the U.S. and asked them about their color preferences. Charcoal gray scored the highest in the study because buyers are embracing moody and dramatic tones. Zillow also said a white kitchen can lower a home sale price by more than $600.
And in my heart, you will.
Rod Stewart has clarified retirement rumors and assured fans he's not abandoning rock and roll. This comes after Stewart announced earlier this month that he's experimenting in other genres of music. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
The armorer from the set of Rust is facing new charges relating to the accidental death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is now being charged with tampering with evidence after prosecutors claim she transferred narcotics to someone the day of Hutchins' death in 2021. New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers says his positive experiences with psychedelic substances have helped him become a better person.
When you find that edge and surpass it and create a new edge, you're creating in the in-between a beautiful new piece of life and energy and love and divine guidance that comes in. It really changes your life.
Rogers spoke for an hour as part of the Psychedelic Sciences Convention taking place in Denver this week. The NFL star says he feels compelled to keep talking about psychedelics, saying they've helped him overcome self-doubt brought on by his need to excel. This could be the fight of the century. That's what I've heard anyway.
UFC President Dana White said on TMZ Live that the CEOs talked with him about what he says would be the biggest fight in history. Musk reportedly responded to news that Zuckerberg planned to start his own version of Twitter by saying he's up for a cage match if he is. Zuckerberg has responded in kind. He knows a little jujitsu. Elon Musk apparently says he would try to just pin the Facebook pioneer on the ground. I'm Ryan Daniels.
And I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.